anything wrong, but there must have been something I could have done better. Oh, oh, you said I didn't do anything wrong, but there must have been something
I didn't do it. in his cage.
That song you just heard was Hurt in a Cage by Chris Thile. Up next, I'll be playing from the album The Complete Atomic Basie by Count Basie and his orchestra, but that will be quietly as we here in the studio, we being myself, Tom,
and Lola,
and Nick,
we will be discussing what to do to prepare for Groundhog's Day and what to do when Groundhog's Day arrives. So one of you two, get started.
To be clear, this is not in preparation for Groundhog Day, like February 2nd. This is in preparation for if you or a loved one is ever repeating the same day multiple times.
So, obviously, the dilemma is your loved one approaches you and says, listen, this is the second time I've lived through this. No, probably later. It'll take them a while to figure it out. They'll be like, this is the 13th time I've experienced this day. Help me. Your natural response would you not believe them?
I don't believe you, yeah. Right. So what everyone needs to do before this even becomes a question is to prepare a Groundhog Day question. Right. Or like a Groundhog Day statement, perhaps.
Your own personal Groundhog Day question that you keep to yourself. That
do
you
not
tell nobody,
share with anyone.
Unless they tell you they're living Groundhog Day. It only works for one Groundhog Day. All subsequent Groundhog Days, you will need a new question.
So it might be helpful to devise a few so that you can be prepared for if multiple loved ones of yours are experiencing Groundhog Day.
Why must it be prepared? Why can't you... Couldn't you just think of something on the spot?
If it's prepared, you know, it's... I guess you could think of it on the spot. But I feel like it's good to have that consistent, like, you know it already.
Mm-hmm. The preparation seems like more of a inception readiness.
Oh,
I
guess.
I mean, then you got a 2-for-1 deal right there.
Okay. You're ready for... Well, both Groundhog's Day and Inception, maybe both at once.
Yeah, it has to be something you're going to remember, though. So, like, maybe, like, some repetition would be helpful, or, like, you need time to, like, really solidify it in your memory.
Okay.
For anyone who's unclear about what a Groundhog Day question would be, it would be, like, this is a very simple, I think it should be a much more weird and unguessable type question, but you'd be, like, they would come up to you and would say, I'm living Groundhog Day, and you would say, what's my favorite soup? And if they don't know, then you tell them, well, if you're really living Groundhog Day, come back tomorrow and answer this question. My favorite soup is chicken noodle. And so the next day, they'd be like, I'm living Groundhog Day. And you'd be like, what's my favorite soup? And you wouldn't remember doing this because Groundhog Day. And they'd be like, chicken noodle. And you'd be like, wow, you knew that. I believe you.
It does seem like asking what your favorite soup is, like, they could research that and maybe they already know what it is.
It's
better if you make it nonsensical. So if they were like, what's your favorite soup, and you said concrete, and then the next day you were like, what's my favorite soup, and they said concrete, then you would know that they were living Groundhog Day.
And if you wanted to be like really sure, you could like set up like 4 levels of questions so that they had to relive 5 days to be able to convince you. Just to make them work for it.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Or you could force them, like, to prove it to you. If you know that, like in the movie, that they aren't good at piano, that they don't know anything about piano, you can tell them, then play for me Bach's Sonata in B minor.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Give them, like, a whole year to learn how to play piano. And you'd be like, I never knew you
And then
piano.
After they've lived the same day 365 times, then you will believe them and help them get out of it. But maybe friendship is the true way to get out of it. Maybe friendship.
I don't think that's what
was
the movie
the
taught
friends
us.
We made along the way.
Interesting. What if you were in Groundhog's Day rather than if you were testing someone else being in Groundhog's Day? It seems like such a great opportunity because obviously, it's very different from your normal experience, and it's a situation no one that we know of has been in. What would you do? How would you take advantage of this opportunity?
So, I don't think I would actually change anything major in my day because you never know. Because I feel like in movies when people are, like, repeating the same day, like in Happy Death Day, I don't know if you've seen that. But she's repeating the same day, and then, like, they all decide to, like, do crazy stuff. They all decide to, like, I don't know, give up their jobs, like...
Get killed.
Yeah, like, stuff like that. But I feel like that is, a big risk, because you never know when your last Groundhog Day is. So if you decide to go, like, absolutely crazy one day and, like, get fired from your job or something like that, and that's your last Groundhog Day, then, like, you just ruined your life, kind of. So, like, I think I would just try to, like, stay normal, but also, like, change small things to make sure that, like, I maybe could get out of it.
Okay. Nick?
I think I would jump straight to the montage of the multiple times he tried to kill himself.
Just jump there without even realizing that it's Groundhog's Day.
I mean, I'd give it like a couple days.
Just like be really surprised that you woke up afterwards and then figure out that it must be Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
What would you do, Tom?
I would try to like figure out how it like worked. Like
scientifically?
Well, yeah, because he only went back when he went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Right? So like if you stay awake for 3 days.
Oh, I think like, I think after midnight.
Yeah, I feel after like midnight? It's more of like a sundown thing.
I think that happened in the movie.
So he just like snaps to waking up.
Yeah,
all
I
of
think
a sudden.
So.
Probably.
Okay. Have you seen what was the movie? It was
Wait, is this the one where like it's about puberty? Like, wait, it's called.
It's a sci-fi.
No, that's not at all what I'm thinking of.
Okay, I gotta find it.
Star Trek: The Next Generation.
It's a Groundhog Day thing.
No, it's it's Tom Cruise.
Oh,
Mission Impossible.
Live Another Day. The alien movie. Oh shoot.
Top Gun.
No, Top Gun. Don't be ridiculous. It's like Live, Die, Repeat is the like tagline of the movie. Yeah. Shoot, what is it called?
That's not helpful, Nick. Knowing the tagline of a movie is not helpful.
I mean,
well,
for this one, you would know what it was if...
If you know, if you know.
Yeah. Man, Tom Cruise is in too many movies. Stop hiring
It's
this
almost
man.
As if he should stop making movies.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, that's it. I could have just looked up Live, Die, Repeat.
That's what I did.
Yeah, that's smart.
What about Edge of Tomorrow?
You saw it?
I did see it.
So that's like a very similar, like, once they...
Kind of like a video game.
He just
kept going farther.
But the thing is, if they live past, like, 24 hours, then they can't go back, right? So
oh, that's right.
One of it was, and it's just when they die that they go back.
Mm-hmm.
So then she got really injured and lived past, and it like messed up their whole plan.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because like someone brought her to the hospital. It was an interesting movie.
Hmm. I guess my whole thing with Groundhog Day is that like in the in every movie, like there's something that the protagonist needs to fix. Or, like, something they've done wrong that they need to resolve. But I guess I would really have trouble either finding what I did wrong or, like...
admitting that I did something wrong.
Admitting that I did something wrong, definitely. And also just changing my behaviors.
I mean, you would have eternity to self-reflect.
Right, but it's, like, I'm not going to figure it out if I don't think the thing is wrong.
My first...
And the universe does.
Three Groundhog Days... would probably be spent sleeping.
Yeah, just catching those Z's.
Yeah.
Well, if so, let's
because
like,
I mean, like, once you figure out that, like, this isn't going to stop till I do something better.
Oh, why not like, do nothing?
Yeah, like, do nothing so you can, like, collect yourself. Because why would you want to continue on with life you're just super tired?
So, I would read a bunch of books, I think. Mm. I feel like I don't have enough time to read books.
That's
so
true.
I'd probably do that.
Yeah, that's
if
point.
You woke up like really exhausted, like the night before Groundhog Day, you pulled an all-nighter and you woke up, you got like 2 hours of sleep and you woke up exhausted. Mm. Even if you spent the whole day sleeping, when you woke up again on the repeat, would you still be exhausted?
Yeah, like your memories don't reset.
Uh-uh.
But...
Well, but you would go to bed differently is the thing.
Yeah, like...
But your physical body... does reset because like every time he kills himself he's alive again,
so maybe you would still feel exhausted.
So could
that'd be terrible.
Well, if he like got a that surgery where you cut your brain in half,
a lobotomy?
No
it's like they cut the corpus callosum.
Yeah,
is that what they didn't get out?
No
to replace the no different
no
why would that surgery impact you?
Well, I mean, like, it impacts his like mental state, right?
No, it doesn't. Well,
sort of.
It would reset, though.
It's like left and right coordination.
Yeah, but like...
But like,
that
would that reset? Or would it...
It would definitely
or
reset.
Or like...
Like, if you got a surgery on a Groundhog Day?
Yeah, like if he did get a lobotomy,
it'd reset.
So then, like,
he'd wake up and he'd remember what being lobotomized was like.
And then, like, the part of his brain that got removed would be the same as it was when he woke up.
I think so.
So, yeah. Like, he would, like, partially remember the day, but then partially...
Yeah, for that day. I'd say so.
That's why you shouldn't get lobotomies.
Especially on Groundhog's Day.
That's the only reason you should not get lobotomies is for Groundhog's Day. Yeah. On all other cases.
Yeah, we're not allowed to endorse political candidates, but we do endorse... lobotomization, particularly self-lobotomization, really any way you can get it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of endorsing political candidates, which Lola did on her radio show.
I didn't do that.
Fireside
that
Brats.
That didn't happen.
Also, it came up, apparently the artist Grimes had a surgery done on her eyes so that she could no longer see blue light. And while Lola and I have talked extensively about this, I do want to know your opinion, Tom.
So she replaced the top film of her eye with an ultraflex orange polymer so it would filter blue light so she can no longer see blue light for her health.
Because like blue light's supposed to be bad for you, apparently. So like, is that something you would do?
No, most certainly not.
Would you do it on Groundhog Day?
Just to see how it felt.
I feel like it would have the same effect as just like having orange contacts and.
No. No. This is so much deeper than that. Ultraflex polymer that Grimes and her good friend developed in the lab. How could you possibly compare that?
That was probably Elon Musk's lab.
Probably.
Power couple.
Grimes and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are they still together? I thought they, like, they're very on and off, I feel like. Maybe she's just using him for the polymers for her eyes. So, as soon as she cannot see color anymore, she's breaking up with him.
Yeah, is she going to go for, like, the green light next?
Oh, what's bad about green light? See, blue light, yes, I've heard blue light is bad for you. I don't know if it's that bad for you that you should... get part like a lens removed from your eye.
Yeah,
in a very experimental.
I mean, like we get ultraviolet radiation, and like that's definitely worse than blue light. So
right.
I feel like if you're gonna go for something, like get rid of that first.
She also like monitors her like ATP levels.
No, does she really?
She does.
ATP levels.
Her health regimen is very like down to like the side like. To the science.
If she finds out that orange light's bad for you, she'd be... Can you swear on the show, Tom?
No, you can't.
Oh, she'd be frazzled.
She would not be very happy, unfortunately. But I don't know why she would do that. I hope it makes her happy.
Yeah.
And if Grimes is happy, that's all that matters, I think.
Every decision we make should ultimately... wind down to whether or not it makes Grimes happy.
Is that not how you already live?
That is, yeah. Have you not been making all your decisions like that?
Do you think she'll probably get used to not seeing blue light, right?
Does that mean she can't see blue?
That's, so I don't really know much about eyes work, but that's what I interpreted it as.
Well, have you been in those rooms where they like, have like a bunch of things on the walls and then they project blue light? And like half of them appear as white and half of them appear as black.
No,
and then
I'm
there's
not.
It like it's
what
in
kind of
grayscale.
Rooms have you been going in?
Well, it's at like science museums and stuff.
I don't know.
But like
never.
I think
if you've ever been pulled into a dark room and it's a man
have light.
He's shining a light at you.
And he's like, I've been living the same day over and over again. Please help me.
Concrete.
I've not been in one of those rooms, Tom.
Okay. Well, or it's like if you're looking through like stained glass or those old 3D glasses.
Mm.
It's like everything, if you're looking through a red lens, everything that
is red
is red
blurs out.
Is
you
like
can't see
well,
it.
No, you can see it as just like black.
Yeah, it's just...
It's darker.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't it blend in with the rest of the red so that, like, you technically don't see it?
Well, I mean, if it was, like, the... Because the red lens is still clear. It's just...
Oh, like, I don't think I know how 3D glasses work.
I don't know how they work.
Well, do you know how modern 3D glasses work? With
the stylish black ones that AMC never lets me keep.
Polarized Tom, if light. We didn't know how the regular 3D glasses work, why would we know how the
okay,
new
I,
ones
I,
work?
Okay, I feel like the regular ones are pretty simple.
Thomas, your guests are ignorant.
You have a much deeper understanding of 3D glasses than the average human.
I did work at a movie theater for a good many years.
In which you developed a skill, in which you learned the craft of 3D glasses?
Well, okay. Brief story. I had this like jewel, like fake jewel thing as a kid that was blue. Okay.
Oh wait.
I hate that. I thought
you meant jewel.
Like,
I thought like, oh my god, no. I really thought. Oh. Okay.
No, sorry to disappoint.
Oh, I need to go to therapy.
It's illegal. It's illegal now.
It's illegal.
But I had this gemstone that was blue, and you could look through it, and it wouldn't like. Change anything, it would just be blue, like it was flat on both ends. And then I also had this red magnifying glass from like a special Clue board game.
Ooh.
But like you could put one up to each eye and it would work as those 3D glasses.
Wait, that's super cool.
The old ones.
So does Grimes just like see everything slightly orange tinted?
I think so. Like when you use that laptop screen thing.
Oh, I hate that.
And, like, at first it looks orangey, but you get used to it.
That's just her life now.
Yeah.
Her life is, like, night mode on iPhone.
Do you think she can... So there's colorblind people, and they make those glasses that, like, help them see color.
Mm-hmm.
How do those work?
I don't know. Mm. I've, like, put them on before, and...
Did you see more colors?
No, it just, like... It was, like, the Snapchat... Or the Instagram filter that just turns up the contrast. Mm. I don't know what the words are. But, like, everything, all the colors were more color. But do you think those would work on Grimes now?
Like would she just see more orange, or would she start to see
blue
again?
Why would they not work?
Well, I don't know if the polymers are different, have different effects than just being colorblind.
Well, I don't know what the purpose of the polymer is, whether it's to, like, because, like, blue and orange are complementary colors, so whether, like, it's because of that, or it's because, like, they're trying to, like, warm up the blue.
Or maybe Grimes
or is it, like,
orange.
Counteracting them, like...
I don't know. So the polymers, like, let everything but blue light through?
I don't know, it doesn't say it. She just said it's an orange flex polymer.
Hmm.
Which is why I'm confused why they, like, had to put anything at all.
Yeah.
Because if they only remove the part of her eye that sees blue light.
Maybe the polymer is necessary.
Wait, they like physically remove it from her eye and then added the polymers?
Yeah.
That's strange.
There's a lot to unpack here. Maybe, there's many levels.
Maybe the removal, they just needed a replacement so she could like use her
eyes. Her eye structure would be normal again?
Yeah, so they like filled it in with the polymer.
But
what are the cones? Because like... Isn't it two colors for each cone?
Cones are for... Mm.
I thought it was one color per cone and we had three cones.
I think that's it.
Mm. So that
I think the cones are RGB.
But right? What part of your eye sees blue light?
They're not RGB?
No, that's just because of the cathode rays that we used to use in screens. But,
I'm gonna look up what
the cones
are.
You should look that up.
Well, I'm just so confused.
I know, like, so component video, like, is so there's like RGB format and then there's component video format, which has like a Y value for brightness, and then I think like an average blue, average red, and that might be it. I'm not positive, though. And then, like, maybe the blue ranges on a scale from blue to orange, and red is red and green.
An interesting perspective. An interesting hypothesis, Tom.
We will hear back from Nick.
Cones, blue, green, and red.
Ooh, looks like you've been proven wrong, Tom. How really? Does it feel to Oof. Be so incredibly Oof. Wrong?
I'm ignorant. I'm an ignorant fool. Can someone take over my show?
Someone, there's a slot open at WMFO from 1 to 2 a.m. on Sundays. Because it is currently run by an ignorant fool who does not understand eyeballs and colors. So, we will be taking applications.
I've been living this day for the past year. I'm going to drive my car off a bridge.
What's your favorite soup?
Wait, you're asking me what my favorite soup is? tomato. Is that what I said last time? I don't remember.
I messed that one up real bad.
I have an urge to read the PETA ad, just like now.
Oh, well, it is time for it, so...
Did you know that you could save 100 animal lives by starting
per,
a meat
per year, 100 animals per
lives.
Year.
Well, let's see how well I can do this remember. Per year, by just starting a meat-free
nope.
diet.
Just by adopting a meat-free
adopting,
diet.
Adopting,
that's...
Oh.
That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty.
That's right.
Tasty.
Going vegetarian is animal lives as well as your own.
Nick. We already did the canon for
And to
we
start
have
to, you off saving real money
canon?
At the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say?
Say.
Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website, then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transitions to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out, health information, and videos. That's
P-E-T-A.
.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato mushroom, and onion-loving friends here
celery,
at WMFO.
Concrete. Thanks, Lola.
You're so welcome, people of Medford.
Let's see how many online listeners we've got. We had 11 approximately 40 minutes ago.
Oh, no, did we?
They've all gone down. If you're still listening, please call in and tell us your thoughts
on Groundhog
on
Day.
On Groundhog
or,
Day.
Or cones, or grinds.
Experimental eye surgery.
We can put you on the air.
Please
we can
tell us.
Inform Medford of your opinion.
Tell us any of your thoughts.
How many people, Tom?
Tell us what your favorite soup is.
There are 9. It has gone down by 2.
We've lost 2 people.
If you're still listening, please call in.
Also, we have a theory that there's a website directory.shoutcast.com that we just Google the or we type in WMFO and it tells us how many listeners we have online. But we are confident that there are at least 9 people who have been listening online and died.
And so there, no one is calling in.
And there are just computers sitting there running our show, which does, I guess, give us ad money. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but
if you
thank
know
you.
Who those 2 people are, though,
9.
Who left the show. We'd love those names for research
for personal
purposes.
Research. I think I saw Grimes on the T the other day.
On the T?
Doesn't she live in LA?
Grimes is not Boston based.
Or San Francisco?
You think she lives in LA, but I saw her on the Boston T at Davis Square. It might have just been a girl who looked a little bit like Grimes.
She was grimy.
But she did have that look in her eye, like, I can't see blue light.
You can test it by, like, getting a blue light flashlight and shining it in her eyes discreetly.
And seeing what happens. But yeah, I personally know experimental pop singer Grimes.
Also, so what... The blue light, does it just, like... Okay, so like light is a range of frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good observation, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's all I had to say about that.
Frequencies and wavelength.
Oh my. Okay, I haven't studied this much.
Neither have I.
So does it like completely eliminate a certain range? Would it like?
I would imagine it something about absorption.
Yeah.
So like those frequencies will still enter.
Here, I will look up the original.
I guess her eyes will reflect blue lights now. So wait, do her eyes look bluer now?
Does she like absorb it like a glow in the dark sticker, and then like at night, her eyes glow, her eyelids.
They glow it like a faint blue.
All right. Okay. Here's a quote from Grimes. I've also eliminated all blue light from my vision through an experimental surgery that removes the top film of my eyeball and replaces it with an orange ultraflex polymer that my friend and I made in the lab this past winter as a means to cure seasonal depression.
I don't like that. It sounds like her friend was just in a lab with her and they like made it on a whim.
Are there seasons in California?
Yeah, there's, I think there are only two though.
It sounds like her friend was like, time to pull the best prank of all time.
Like, your friend is Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Yes.
Like, you should have Googled his name before getting an implant.
If I had a
lab
and a friend
eye.
Gullible enough to let me give them eye surgery, that is exactly what I would do. I would be like, I can.
And Elon,
I can eliminate the plastic.
Elon Musk is looking for volunteers, paraplegic volunteers, to get brain surgery.
So that you can send them to Mars.
No. Would you go to Mars given the chance?
Probably.
I don't think I would.
If you had to like, personally like accompany Elon Musk to Mars.
Accompany Elon Musk?
I feel like going with Elon Musk would make it worse.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with him.
I don't want to like publicly throw any shade at him, like, because I don't know him as a person.
Right, we're not endorsing Elon Musk for the 2020 presidential election.
That's not at all what we're doing.
We're not doing that.
Well, he's not a political candidate, so we could.
Are we allowed to, like, slander people? Because I know some shows you can't slander.
I think you can. You can, like, have political discussions. You're just not allowed to, what to do.
So I can slander a public figure. Such as Elon Musk.
If you wanted to. I mean, I've looked at videos of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like, watching him presenting about Neuralink and such. And he just seems very awkward.
Mm-hmm. He just seems like someone I don't want to hang out with. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't think I'd vibe with Elon Musk,
no.
per se.
which tech mogul would you vibe with?
I feel like I'm a Bill Gates kind of girl.
Yeah, you'd vibe with Bill Gates.
I feel like a lot of people would vibe with Bill Gates. He's a pretty
vibeable. Seems the most humble of all of them.
Yeah, but he's on the older side of the tech mogul scale.
That doesn't mean that we can't
We can vibe, but what if is he out of touch?
Just go bowling.
He runs like a multi-billion dollar company.
Oh, have I told you one of my main goals in life is to, like, for the 10 richest people in the world,
mm-hmm.
to have stuck my finger in their mouth while they yawn.
Okay.
Like, for each one.
How many have you gotten so far?
None.
Mm. How are you planning on achieving this goal?
Well, first I have to join them or something of the sort. Be amongst their...
Wait, if you're number 10, if you join the ranks and you make it to, like, number 7, does your own mouth count?
It does count.
Oh.
So I would have to do that.
If you reach Jeff Bezos, if you could just, like, shove your whole hand down his throat and, like, kill him? Am I allowed to say that on air? Kill him with kindness.
Yes.
By scratching that itch in his throat.
Yeah.
I fixed it.
He does have an itchy throat.
Yes.
You know what they say about Jeff Bezos' throat?
It owns the show and will have it shut down immediately for what itchy. I said.
Tom, if you had a little stone...
Just a little stone.
And you knew that in a week the stone was going to end all mankind.
Uh-huh. Would I swallow it?
And you can you can stop it, but it takes like a little more effort than you'd be willing to put into it.
Wait, then I'd be willing to put into it?
Yeah. Like, say you're willing to give it, give Saving Man
I feel like
a 3 out of 10.
The way you're
this requires, like, a 3.5 out of 10 to, uh-huh. to save mankind. Do you save mankind?
I feel but, like by saying I mean, if it's a like, little more than he's yeah, willing, yeah. Then that answers the question. He's
yeah, because if I'm willing to do it, then it's still a little more.
Yeah, but okay. Say you have the stone, and it's like, I'm going to end man, and you're like, like, the stone is speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, here's exactly what I'm willing to do. And it's like, oh, we'll take that and, like, a little more. Like,
well, then
you're not
going
to negotiate
yeah.
with the stone?
I mean, I will attempt to negotiate
to
with
the
stone.
To save man?
Excuse me.
If it helps, no animals will be killed. Just
okay,
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will I be killed?
You do qualify as a human.
Have I developed synthetic sentience?
No, you are yet. Just a human speaking
this
to a
like
stone.
This is like right after the show.
Do you think people will believe me that mankind is ending?
Well,
no.
You ask them, you say to them, I have a stone that can end mankind. And they say, well, what's my favorite soup?
And you say concrete. Well, you could just, well, when mankind ends, all those non-believers are going to feel so stupid. Anyway, Tom, what are you doing? Are you saving mankind?
Well, I mean, ideally, I want to save mankind.
Why? What has mankind done for you?
Well, I feel like we've got more potential than not mankind to do something.
I mean, but with the way climate change is going, I feel like if we wipe out mankind now, we immediately cut all emissions. Maybe the planet doesn't die. The animals have a chance of surviving. But if we keep mankind alive...
I know, but...
Maybe the whole planet burns down.
Well, I mean...
That's kind of selfish.
With the comets and asteroids and stuff, we're already, like... The animals already almost died. All of them.
Yeah, but we're just... Humans are just speeding up the process. Okay, plus... let's say that you choose to end mankind with the rock. It ends it, like, quickly and painlessly for all humans. Whereas, like, climate change is going to be, like, a slow, painful death.
Yeah, but I say we've got, like... If I don't end mankind, like, for certain, mm-hmm. and we wait for climate change to do it, we've got a chance of, escaping, the X-Wing from the Death Star as it explodes behind Luke.
I have not seen Star Wars.
I also have not
Jesus.
Seen Star Wars.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Indiana Jones as he swipes his hat from underneath a closing door.
I've actually never seen a movie before.
That'll do
I'm
it.
I'm not familiar with the art of the moving image.
The moving image
Like your poop landing in the toilet right as the toilet finishes flushing and it gets whisked away.
I'm not familiar with that. I've actually only... The only thing that I've seen with my eyes is Crazy Frog.
And no blue light involved.
No blue light.
Frog.
It was monochrome black and white.
It was actually entirely black. We digitally edited all the white pixels in the monochrome black and white and replaced them with also black pixels.
Wouldn't it be really funny if, just to like get back at Grimes, the entire world decided to use only blue light for everything?
So she was
and so Grimes
essentially blind.
Could no longer see anything. Or, like, wait, can you imagine? Wait, I don't know if they're broken up. Like, if Elon Musk got mad at Grimes and he was like, I'm surrounding myself in blue light. I didn't even want you to look at me right now.
Does it always look like nighttime for Grimes?
Why would it always look like
nighttime? Because the sky's blue.
Oh my god. Oh my god, wait.
I feel like it just gets, like, white.
Oh, that makes sense. Or maybe orange.
Well, yeah, but, like, she...
I see. Alright.
Is used to the orange.
Oh, so it's just a white sky to a black sky.
I really, for a second, pondered whether Grimes could see the sky. Whether Grimes would ever see daylight again.
You know that there's a city in China that's, like, planning to put a satellite in space just to... like reflect the sun onto the city.
Oh, I have heard of that.
To replace streetlights.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they would do that.
It'll mess
up
all, the plants will.
Thank you, Nick.
That sounded very, there's a sound of disdain in my voice, and I wanted to clear that up.
Oh, now it's just disdain for your own people.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I take it back. Lola's right. The Chinese government has never done anything wrong, ever.
I agree with that. Especially not in Hong Kong. Mm? No wrong has been.
Are we allowed to talk about Hong Kong?
Yeah, you are.
So
I'm going
Hong
to Hong Kong next spring.
Yeah, are you really? Are you sure? First of all, hopefully there's still a Hong Kong for you to go to.
Oh my god.
But second, that's gonna be wild.
They just plop Tom in like a minefield.
The Tufts, for some reason, Tufts like study abroad program didn't cancel it. They're like, no, we're still program's still running.
It's just like barren land.
There's a couple snakes.
I don't know. I feel like I think that would be a really cool, interesting time to be in Hong Kong if they're like amidst the transition.
Yeah, and like in 40 years, I'll be able to tell my. Oh, that's a really awkward age. 60? Is that grandchildren? I guess so.
Yeah, my grandma's
my infant grandchildren.
Good for your grandma, Nick.
Yeah, congratulations.
My grandma's dead, so that you feel stupid now.
I don't actually.
I wonder how long this has left.
Is there a show after yours?
Yeah. Regular person can't make it, but they've been subbed in. So.
The art of radio, man.
Yeah. It's like my entire life is just conveying other people's art to more people.
Right.
Like the movie theater, the radio. Tufts film series.
You are a mouthpiece for art.
Oh my god, that's so.
It's like.
Deep.
It's like the artists are the beans and I'm the anus.
And you're just. No.
I didn't follow.
I don't think you're an anus because you're not changing the beans.
Like, are we talking about farting?
Well, I mean,
or
like.
What's happening?
I guess by the time it gets. So maybe the. The artist, like the concept of music is the beans. The artist is the entire digestive system, and I'm just like the two butt cheeks flapping together.
Right,
we
but
are
like
talking
the
about
butt
farting.
Cheeks are like changing the beans.
I don't think they are.
Well, you're more just like, you're more just like,
I don't think the butt cheeks
do anything.
Like,
more like
if the butt cheeks weren't there, the air would just like,
yeah, but like air is not
diffuse.
Beans.
Air right,
is like
he just
air
said
beans.
That the concept of music is beans and the artist is the digestive tract. Keep up, Lola.
So the air would be like their final product, and I'm just flapping it together to make people hear it.
I feel like you're more of like a water slide that beans go down to.
Okay.
When you're at the water park and you're dropping beans down the water slide.
And those beans are art.
Is the water still water? Is it like barbecue
There's
sauce?
There's no water.
There's
it's
no
just
water.
Or like whatever that liquid is that comes in cans of beans.
Bean juice.
Bean juice. Trademarked.
I'm getting tingly.
Bean juice 2020.
Just thinking you add this.
Like tingly in a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In all the good ways.
Bean juice.
Black beans or pinto beans, boys?
There is
a right answer.
Gotta go with edamame.
That was not an option, Thomas.
It was the right answer, though.
Pinto.
I respect you for that, Nick. I really do. I really do.
Did I choose the right one?
You chose the right one.
You know, barbecue baked beans. Really
don't
good.
Even get me started on barbecue baked beans.
No?
Well, I feel like you wouldn't like barbecue.
I hate barbecue. That is a very accurate assessment.
How about mayo baked beans?
I've not eaten anything barbecue related since first grade when they had barbecue chips at the cafeteria, and I had exactly one, and I vowed never to eat barbecue sauce again.
I don't think barbecue chips
are
a fair representation
of barbecue.
I thought this was because you were a vegetarian.
Barbecue sauce is sweet.
Yeah.
Look.
It has a lot of sugar.
All I'm saying is I was traumatized as a child. Simply by the word barbecue.
I'm sorry.
To the point where every time I hear it, I get flashbacks.
Does Albuquerque have the same effect?
Well, yes, actually.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think of other words that sound like barbecue.
Pinterest.
If you had to marry a flavor of Gatorade, what would it be?
I've already answered this question once before, and it's grape.
No.
Grape or blue?
No.
The white, what's it called? Frost?
Oh, frost? Actually, I respect that. Okay. I think I'd marry the orange one.
You would.
Explain.
I don't know. I
feel like Nick's not the one that has to explain this.
Orange is, like, tasty. It's well known and respected, but it's not too well known.
I'm gonna turn the speed up on the record just to.
Like, it's not. Like,
it's like we're on the final lap of Mario Kart.
Mario Kart Mobile only has 2 laps, and it's so heinous.
I haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed this?
No, I don't play Mario Kart nor Mario Kart Mobile enough to have noticed, but.
Tom and I were playing Mario Kart on the Nintendo Switch, sponsors of the show, just before coming on the air.
That's funny.
I'm out of touch.
Nick, while you're at it, might you tell us who you're endorsing for the 2020 election?
Concrete.
My favorite soup.
Concrete baked beans.
Mm. Oh, and Elon Mayor Musk. Of South Bend, Indiana?
I'm endorsing whoever gives out free eye surgery so that I can as well take out the film on the top of my eyes so that I no longer see blue light. Any candidate promises me free surgery.
Yeah, I mean, like,
to hear first, Cannons, the true way to Nick's heart is eye surgery.
If seeing blue light was that bad, like, evolution would have taken care of that.
No, I disagree. Because evolution is not, like...
I mean, it's not
blue light is so present in technology, and, like, technology has just now become such a large part of our lives that there haven't been, like, enough generations for us to be able to evolve.
Also, Lola, I believe it's pronounced technology.
Oh.
I mean, is blue light more present in technology than in our regular lives? Technology?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I know that, like, it's on your, like, phone screens and computer screens.
I know, but it's also, like, from the sun.
Yeah, but, like, staring at it. Like, because we spend a lot of our time.
Because the sun goes down after a certain point.
The computer never goes down. Nor does the phone.
Okay, then that's just a problem that we have too much light, and blue light is the most harmful of that light.
Right.
So we just need to, like, limit our light exposure in general.
Or get experimental eye surgery so that blue light is cut out and we don't have to change our ways.
We don't have to change our toxic
habits. We don't have to change our habits. Much like why Lola will fail Groundhog Day.
This is Tom from Hypnopompia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Why would I-